Back here on Downtown, and we have a special guest here in our Seasons Restaurant Studio. It's 427 Main Street in Bangor. It's none other than WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, who's joining us now live in studio. Jimmy, how are you this afternoon?
Man, I feel great, baby. This is awesome.
And you came in yesterday. You had a little bit of a delay, but how are you enjoying the main weather so far?
Well, you know what? I love it here. I love the cold weather. You know, being in Tampa, Florida, where it's always 79, 80, 85 degrees, you know, it gets pretty warm sometimes. But this reminds me back when we used to do those WWF tours back then. You know, we'd hit Portland, Maine, Bangor, Maine, you know, Manchester, New Hampshire. It was just great. A lot of fun.
Speaking of Maine, you just mentioned some of the times you've been up here. Do you remember anything specific about your time in Portland and Bangor?
Well, Tony Atlas, man, I like to go to his house, and we'd have some old shitlins and everything, which I didn't eat, of course. You know, I like beans and potatoes, but
right.
He'd draw a few artwork pictures, and then we'd hit the road again when I was managing the Honky Tonk Man and Adrian Adonis and Dino Bravo and, of course, the Hart Foundation.
Of course, Jimmy, you're not just here because you love the state of Maine, but you're also doing a special event here at Seasons at the Down Under Club. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the event will be from 6:30 to 8:30, and you're going to be answering questions from the audience and just really talking about your career in general as well.
Well, you know what? You're going to be co-hosting it with me. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, but a chance to really kind of get up close and personal with everybody. I'm sure a lot of them will ask me a lot of questions about some of their favorite wrestlers and some people that I used to manage, and maybe a few questions for the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, but we're just going to have a great time, take some pictures, sign some autographs, and it's just going to be great. We've got the location already set up downstairs already, and we definitely have the heat on, by the way, too. But the table's set up, so we've got food and beverages, and it's a great place here at Seasons anyhow. But we'd like to invite everybody out, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight.
And this is the first ever event of Tales from the Top Rope. We're going to have this every single month. It's going to be a great time for wrestling fans and just fans of entertainment in general here in the state of Maine. If you want to come, you can do so and pick up tickets right here at Seasons Restaurant as well. Now, Jimmy, I just want to talk a little bit about your career. We don't want to spoil too much for the event tonight, but it's a great event. And let's first talk about your music career. First and foremost, with the Gentry's, a top four hit on the Billboard charts. That must have been quite an achievement for you such early on in your career.
Well, you know, one hit wonders, but I guess it's better to have one hit than no hits, right? But, you know, we did all those Dick Clark tours with those Beach Boys and Sonny and Cher and just had so much fun back then. And, you know, I remember one night Dick Clark had us all in a room before one of our shows in Houston, Texas, and something that he said that already stuck me in wrestling. He goes, "Just remember, when you're on that stage, do the best you can, be on time, be dependable, but remember, if you dress like the audience, one day you're going to wind up sitting in the audience." And that's why to this day I still wear the colorful jackets, carry the megaphone around. I've always remembered that.
And I know for a fact that you do have a very nice jacket you're going to be wearing tonight at 6:30 as well.
I'll be wearing that Jimmy Hart Blue Light Kmart special jacket with the hearts on it, that white jacket, of course, that you saw me run around ringside with the Huckster and, of course, the Hart Foundation and all my stars back then. And I brought the megaphone, by the way, and plus, everybody gets a picture tonight. We're going to take pictures with the megaphone, of course, but we're just going to have a great time.
Now, a question coming up, WrestleMania 32 in Dallas. Will you be part of the festivities for that big event again?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, I've done it for the last 12 years. You know, I was WrestleMania 1 through 10 participating, and then we kind of brought me back off and on to do the promotion for it. So I was there last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. So hopefully I will be in Dallas, Texas this year because I like that Mexican food, baby.
You are one of the most legendary wrestling managers of all time. Talking with Jimmy Hart here, of course, here on Downtown Live in our Seasons Restaurant Studio. He'll be performing tonight and doing a Q&A session at the Tales from the Top Rope starting at 6:30 here. Tickets still available at Seasons. But all the names, Hall of Famers left and right, I know it's probably like picking a child, but do you have a couple favorites that you love to manage?
Well, of course, you know, traveling with the Huckster, it was great. The Hart Foundation, unbelievable. The Nasty Boys were wild and crazy. The Rougeau brothers, I love going to Canada with the Rougeaus. But, you know, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Terry Funk, Dory Funk, Earthquake, Typhoon. By the way, we're on the new 2016 game that's coming out. Well, it's out already, featuring Stone Cold, of course. But I'm managing them on that against the Bushwhackers. But, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and pinch myself and say, did I really get paid for doing this my whole life?
And also, I'm extremely excited because you were able to see the figures I have in front of me right now. But you have your own Hall of Fame line, Jimmy the Hart action figure, a Target exclusive, which will be hitting stores in this area very soon.
Starting out in January. I know I just got a couple sent to me and everything, so I'm really thrilled. You know, we've had several out through the years, but this is a new addition to the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And it's going to be on Mattel, of course, and looking forward to that. But I'm going to tell you what I'm really excited about, and I'm looking at it on the desk over here. You bought a couple of copies of the new issue. It just came out this past about 5 or 6 months ago. they released the on Epic Records the new wrestling albums. Well, the old wrestling albums, but they're kind of new now. They're on vinyl, of course, and it's kind of great to see these things.
Jimmy, I got to ask you, too, about what you do to take care of yourself because, man, you look great. We know how old you are, and you look about, I don't know, 25 years younger.
I love this guy. I love this guy already. Made my man. Well, you know what? I eat an apple a day. No, you know what happened? I got to tell you this. As of January the 1st, well, first of all, I don't drink or do drugs. You know, not that I'm against anybody who does, to each his own, but I've never done that. But which is really a true story. A lot of people say if Jimmy Hart's lips are moving, he's lying, but I'm really telling you the truth, I promise. But starting January the 1st, I'm starting to drink 3 to 4 bottles of water. I started to say barrels, bottles of water a day, and eating an apple a day. I just had an apple a while ago, but hopefully this is going to be a really good year for all of us, man. But so far, knock on wood, everything's been great.
And also, we were talking right before we started this interview, but you are a fairly big New England Patriots fan, actually looking for some swag earlier today. What do you think of their playoff aspirations as they head into the postseason?
Well, I'm hoping they'll be good. Once they get everybody back, you know, we had a beach bar down in Tampa, Florida, that Gronkowski used to come down there and play volleyball with us in the summer. Which was great, called Hogan's Beach. We got a new place opening up in Daytona at the end of this month, which is called Jimmy Hart's Hall of Fame Bar and Grill, which is going to be right next to the new, brand new hotel called Daytona Beach Hotel, right by the pier. But I've always liked the Patriots. I've always liked them. Belichick's been great, even though a couple of decisions he made last week I was very upset with. I can't believe they ran the ball the first 12 times when Brady's a great passer. Of course, he's the coach. I'm not, but I wish we could have won that game. But I'm a very big Patriots fan, and we went out a while ago, and I bought me a Patriots hat, and it's got the Patriots logo on the front, but it's got all the palm trees and stuff on it, so it's going to be great for Florida.
Jimmy, before we let you go, because we know you have a lot of stuff to do today, getting ready for the big event tonight at Seasons of the Down Under Club starting at 6:30. What can people expect who are going to be in attendance from tonight's event, which you're going to be talking for around 2 hours?
Well, first of all, when you get here, man, get some of these great seasoned onion rings like I had last night because they were delicious. But get yourself something to eat, get yourself something to drink, but come on downstairs. We've got everything set up. It's going to be unbelievable. We're going to have so much fun. We got autographed pictures. We're going to be taking pictures with everybody, and it's a chance to really go on one-on-one. If you want to ask me anything, I know you're going to be co-hosting with me, and anything you want to ask, we might even do some music trivia. We've got a couple of things. We're going to do a little bit of music tonight, too, hopefully, and see if you can name that tune for special prizes. But we're just going to have a lot of fun for a couple of hours and take pictures with everybody. And, you know, all over town today, we went to the mall. We went to a lot of different places, and the people were so kind taking pictures and having so much fun with us. And so we're looking forward tonight, 6:30 to 8:30.
WWE Hall of Famer, wrestling legend, entertainment legend, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Thank you for joining us here in our studio, and we're looking forward to the event tonight.
See you tonight, baby.